Hello, hello. This is a Thursday afternoon, evening Q&A call. Today is March 12th, 2020. My name is Annika Constantine, and on behalf of the Healing Coach, I welcome everyone to this call. Everything on this call is being recorded, and the recording of this call is available to registered members as a download from our website, which is www.thehealingcodes.com//dashboard. Before we get started today, I want to give her a disclaimer. This presentation is for educational and informational purposes only. And since we're going to be talking about the issues of health and well-being, we want to make sure that you understand that this information is not intended to heal or cure anything. Everything in this presentation is the opinion of myself, Annika Constantine. So you should always check with a licensed healthcare provider about any specific health concerns that you may have. The main purpose of this call is to answer questions about doing the Healing Coach process. Uncertainty about doing it right will slow down your progress. So your questions often serve the needs of others on this call or people who will listen to the recording at a later time. So today we are asking those of you who are uncertain about part of the Healing Coach process to ask questions. Another purpose is to validate people who want to tell us of their successes using the coach, because these stories encourage you as you do this work. When you hear other people describe their own efforts, challenges, and successes, you can more easily form pictures of your healing journey. All right, if you have a question, and if you dial in from your phone, you can hit star 2 on your keypad, which will raise your hand here in our instant teleseminar system. If you are calling in from the web call, you also have the opportunity to press the button that says raise hand. That will have the same effect. Now, if you are with us via the webcast, you can also ask questions in written form, and you can do that by using the chat box you should see in your window. Type in your question, share your name and email if you'd like, and press submit, and then I will read that question here for everybody to hear. But today, before we move on to the actual Q&A part of this call, we always like to open our calls by doing a healing code together, the universal healing code that can also be found in the book of the same name, The Healing Code by Dr. Alex Lloyd and Dr. Ben Johnson. And I would like to invite you right now to give it a minute and just see if anything comes up that you would like to address right now with the universal healing code. You can either choose something or address something that's on your mind, on your heart right now. Or if there's nothing in particular that comes up, you can of course just join in and open yourself to receiving wonderful healing, wonderful vibes and wonderful love energy for you right now for your highest good. All right, if you have an issue, rate it on the scale from 0 to 10. And ask yourself how that makes you feel, that issue, whether it be something physical, something relational, something in your work with another person, whatever it may be, a health issue, a psychological issue. Ask yourself, how does that make me feel internally, emotionally? And then if you found something, if you can name that feeling, ask yourself, when's the first time when I think back on my life when I remember feeling this way? And just see what comes up. It could be a memory of a specific event. It could be a memory of a time era, an extended period of time. So whatever comes up is perfectly fine. If nothing pops up that's wonderful as well, just ask that any memories connected to that emotion and any connected beliefs may be healed, restored in your memories. Also ask for generational healing if you'd like, if you feel that it may have to do with some generational issues that have been passed on to you. Okay, and if you've done that, I would like to give you a moment to say a prayer from your heart about that issue and the corresponding emotions and memories that you've connected to that feeling in regards to your issue that will take you to the memories that are connected to it, and it tends to speed up the whole healing process. And I would like to invite you right now to include that in your prayer and ask for all of that to be completely, permanently healed at its source. All right, and I'm going to read the prayer from the book. So if you haven't finished your own prayer, feel free to continue while I say the prayer, or even when we do the healing code together. Dear God, I pray that all known and unknown negative images, unhealthy beliefs, destructive cellular memories, and all physical issues related to, now state your problem or issues and the related memories, would be found open and healed by filling me with the light, life, and love of God. I also pray that the effectiveness of this healing be increased by 100 times or more. Amen. Okay, and just relax. Just allow it to work within you on your behalf. Just receive this wonderful love for you that's available to you and always. And we start with both hands bridge. Both hands bridge. And turn your focus inwards in your heart. Both hands, Adam's apple. Both hands, Adam's apple. And allow yourself to be filled to the brim with this wonderful love and joy and peace that comes with it. Anything that you desire within your heart. And we move on to both hands, jaws. Both hands, jaws. Both hands, temples. Both hands, temples. Both hands bridge. Both hands bridge. Both hands, Adam's apple. Both hands, Adam's apple. Both hands, jaws. both hands' jaws. Both hands, temples. Both hands, temples. Both hands bridge, both hands bridge. Both hands, Adam's apple. Both hands, Adam's apple. And keep focusing within, within your heart, within your spirit. Focus on that love within you, the love you're receiving that's sent to you each and every second of the day. With every breath, you inhale and exhale. Both hands, jaws. Both hands, jaws. In last position, both hands, temples. Both hands, temples. Okay, and rest your arms. If you'd like, you can place both hands over your heart center, over the middle of your chest. If you want, you can say a prayer of gratitude or just, again, focus a little bit inwards and allow it to work within you. If you'd like, you can rate your issue again on a scale from 0 to 10 to see where it stands right now, to see if perhaps you would like to address it again at a later time. Okay, wonderful. Again, welcome everybody to our Q&A call. I'm going to repeat again to let you know how you can ask your questions today. If you are calling in from a phone, you can press star 2 on your keypad, which will raise your hand here in our teleseminar system. And I will then unmute your line and call out the last 4 digits of your phone number so you know if it's you. If you are calling in from the web call, you can also just press star 2 on the keypad that you see there in the window, or just press the button, even simpler, that says raise hand. That will have the same effect. Now, if you are with us via the webcast, you just have your browser open. You can type in your question and press submit in that little chat box you see, and I will then read that question here on my computer screen. All right, so if you have any questions, let me know. Okay, we do not have any questions so far. I do see that we have several callers on the line, as well as some people on the webcast. So don't be shy if you really want to share something, have a question. That's what I'm here for. And I'm very happy to help as best I can. Right, I do see that a hand has been raised. It's a phone number ending in 5920. 5920, I'm going to open your line. Hello, who am I speaking with?
Hi, this is Lori calling.
Hi, Lori, how are you?
Okay. I have a couple questions about doing healing codes for others. One is for my husband. He has a very bad, very ingrained belief that he doesn't deserve good things.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just wondering how to address that with healing codes.
Yeah. Okay, Lori. Mm-hmm.
I own
I'm sorry, can you... Hello, Lori, could you repeat that, please?
Sorry. I have both healing codes, 1 and 2. There's just one.
Okay, wonderful.
Most, the best way to address it.
Right. Okay, so I think one question first, Lori. So your husband is not doing the healing code himself, but he's open to you doing it for him on his behalf.
Yeah, he is a little bit open to doing it himself.
Mm-hmm.
Like if I record it and make it a guided code, he will.
Okay, wonderful. No, I was just wondering to see, because but it's, I think that's to address that belief, there's so do you have the manuals for the healing codes 1 and 2, or what do you work with generally?
I use those, well, mostly healing codes 1, because I find healing codes mm-hmm. 2 confusing.
Oh, okay. Perhaps we can talk about that. Perhaps there's something I could help you with the healing codes too, so you don't find it so confusing anymore. But so with the healing codes 1, do you have the manual with the different codes for the 12 categories, or do you generally use the universal healing code? What do you use, Lori?
The different categories. And sometimes
wonderful.
Yeah, sometimes I wrap them in a trilogy, you know, I make them
mm-hmm.
at number 2.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, wonderful. Okay. Yeah, you could definitely do a trilogy for him as well. But so what I probably would do if I were you and I wanted to do it for him, you could just perhaps, so there's different ways. I'm just going to present a few options to you. You could take that belief that he... you know, that he does not deserve good things, and filter that belief through all 12 categories, meaning you could work with one category per day, and you could keep it super simple. For example, if you work with the first category in the first day, forgiveness, you could just say a simple prayer and just say that it's for your husband, and that you ask that if there's any issues, any memories that are part of this forgiveness or unforgiveness category that have to do with this belief, and that, you know, kind of support that negative belief, that may be healed. And then you just do the code or one of the codes or both codes that you find in your manual. And that's pretty much it. And then what you could do while you do the code, you could just, you know, relax, or you could perhaps even imagine your husband as he, you know, he can, you can imagine him really experiencing and knowing that he really does deserve good things. Maybe you could imagine him with a you know, really bright smile and broad smile on his face, or, you know, he's just beaming with happiness or something of that kind. But obviously it's up to you. So whatever your, you know, your imagination, your heart is, you know, doing, that's wonderful. And that's pretty much it. And then you would go, you know, you would ideally do that 2 to 3 times per day. And then the next day you go to the next category and do the same thing all over again. Since you're going to be doing it for him, of course, you don't really know which memories are connected to that. So you would, you know, just generally ask that all memories connected to, you know, that wrong belief be healed for him. And then you could do that, you know, try that for 12 days and just see how, you know, how he feels after that. And if, you know, he can see some progress with that belief, I think that would be a really good way to do it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So that's one way. Or you could also, of course, if you feel that could even be more effective, or, you know, maybe that's something you would like to do after the 12 categories or even before, you can, of course, also just choose the codes for the category of negative or unhealthy beliefs, and specifically focus on that negative belief there. Or I would probably also maybe rotate between unhealthy beliefs and the goodness category, you know, since he has, you know, issues believing that he's really deserving, you know. So I think those two categories would definitely be the most important ones for him.
Okay, it's very ingrained, though, like it, and it probably, mm-hmm. when he was a child.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Also, like, it's an inhibitor, too, because these things that we're trying to do to get rid of his sciatica working in his body, doesn't think he deserves it. You
know, oh, yeah, of course. Yeah. Yeah, in this case, especially if it's very ingrained, I would probably recommend going first through the 12 categories, especially, you know, to kind of make sure that we tackle all unknown and known issues that are connected to that. And that can be very, very helpful, especially since you're going to be doing it for him. Dr. Alex sometimes says, you know, that when someone else does it for someone out of love, it tends to be even more powerful, you know, because there's this extra element of love that's at play. So I think that's a really great thing that you want to do for him.
Is it as effective to use the Q codes? Because they also have that.
I'm sorry, what's that? What do you don't need to have?
A love picture, because it's all done very quickly.
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah, of course. You can do the Q codes as well. Of course,
and, yeah, because I'm just trying to figure out what's the most effective, you know, thing to do, because... It's probably going to be a long process.
Right. Well, it really also depends a little bit on your preference. I tend to think that, you know, if there's one process, for example, if you're really drawn to the Q codes and you prefer them over the regular healing codes, I would stick with that, because there's something in you that's responding to that, and that, you know, tends to, there's less, you know, friction, so to speak, or it is less resistance. So if we really like something, a process, you know, be it trilogy or the healing code, and then we really feel, it just flows, that's even better. So I would, you know, if you want to do it with the Q codes, that's wonderful. If you want to do with trilogy, I would highly recommend that as well, if that's something you feel drawn to as well. And just, you know, in the middle part, in minute number 2, just insert the code from whichever category you're working on.
Okay.
And you could even do both, you know. You could do the Q codes and trilogy within one day, for example. So,
okay, so when I'm doing the trilogy, I do minute number 1, and then minute number 2, I insert the healing codes, and then I do the Q code, and then minute number 3? Is that...
No, probably what I would do, I'm not 100% sure about combining the Q codes with trilogy. So what I would do, you know, if you do trilogy, just use the regular code from your manual, or not the, but, you know, the the code for each or for that particular category that you're working on, right? And just put that in minute number 2, and then you do minute number 3. And then at a later time during the day, for example, if you want to do a key code session, just, you know, work with the cue codes, or you could even do it right after you do a trilogy. So whatever your preference may be.
To me, the cue codes, you just punch in the healing code, you know, algorithm, and then you follow it with the other things, the power breathing and stuff. So it to me, it makes sense to actually do it as part of minute 2. It's not,
right.
Not a standard thing. It's something that goes with the healing code.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, if you the thing, it's very similar, especially when it comes to trilogies, you know, since it's pretty fast.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you could definitely include the power breathing and everything that comes with the cue code. So I would try that as well. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Another quick question that I'm thinking is the 2 add-on minutes for trilogy. I sometimes do that as well. But I find one is where you just think of, or you notice your body and put your hand over this spot. I'm just wondering, sometimes I don't feel anything to put my hand anywhere. But once I start doing the miracle minute, which is the aberrant breathing and eye movement, then I start to feel something, and then I think I should put my hand there. So it's almost like I'm combining the minutes. Is that...
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would definitely do that. If, you know, especially after you've done it and something starts to pop up or, you know, present itself, definitely. Mm-hmm.
So you can combine those 2 add-on minutes and do them at the same time.
Yeah, I think that's perfectly fine, especially when, you know, if you don't feel anything, just combine them. Yeah, because you can, I know, for example, you can also do the, you know, the rapid eye movement with number 2 with a healing code, so I think there should be no issue to combine those 2 as well.
Okay. So how do I do healing code 2 deal with?
Yeah. Okay, so what... So you said there's some things that you find confusing. Could you elaborate on that a little bit? What do you find confusing?
Well, it's harder to figure out which... There's 5, like, primary positions and stuff. And it's hard to figure out what I'm supposed to be doing in it.
Okay.
Like, it's a belief. It's an unhealthy belief. I'm not sure.
Okay, so you're asking basically about what do you focus on when you do the healing code 2? Is that your question?
Well, which position, like there's the basic positions, which one am I be doing to deal with an unhealthy belief?
Okay, that's your question, yeah. So I believe it's the first, well, as a sum of rule, I would always use the entire, you know, all 5 positions. So what you would do basically is if you want to work on that unhealthy belief that your husband has, you would just do the general sequence, which would, do you know the general sequence of the 5 primary codes?
Well, I can look it up in the manual again. That's just, I think this is where to get confused, because healing there's a specific set of codes for a specific issue. For healing codes, too, it just seems like you're always, I don't know, you have to figure out all the positions and all the thoughts and things that go with it, and I think that's what confuses me.
Oh, I see. Yeah, you know, you can keep it really simple as well. So what you could do is also you just say you say a prayer before you even start with the healing code 2, just as you would with a regular healing code, with a healing code 1. And then you don't even have to do the whole thing that you pray between each position. That's not really necessary. You can just do it in the beginning. Now, if you do want to pray before each hand position, that's perfectly fine as well, but it's not 100% necessary. So you could also just do them back to back, basically, as you would do a healing code, a regular healing code, and it would just be the five positions, so it would be a total of 2.5 minutes minimum. So that would be one regular code, and you could do it on that unhealthy belief.
Okay.
Or what you could also do, I think it's the first primary code, which is left hand brainstem and right hand prefrontal cortex, and then left hand prefrontal cortex and right hand brainstem. If you just rotate between both of them each 30 seconds, that one is for unhealthy or negative beliefs, thoughts, and feelings. So that would be the one definitely that you could even use, you know, even during the day, and just go back and forth between those two positions, or you can do the entire, you know, sequence of all five primary life codes.
Okay.
Does that? So is that a little bit more clear for you now, or?
A little bit, yeah, because I see that. Maybe it's because it just seems too simple to be effective. That might be.
Right. Yeah. But it's very simple, actually. It's just, you know, when you first get familiarized with the healing codes too, it can seem like a lot, especially if you know the healing code one as well. But it's really very simple as well. So there's really no way you can do it wrong.
Okay. The other person that I want to do codes for is my daughter, and she has she's in first year university, and there's a lot of sabotage going on. It's like an unconscious thing where her sleep schedule is all shifted. She also gets migraines, and she has social anxiety and things like that, and she has a disability for reading. She's got a lot of stuff stacked up against her. I really want to help her. And I think I need to address sabotage. I'm just wondering.
Yeah. Yeah, I think you're cutting out a little bit there, Lori, but basically you could do the same type of process for your daughter with the 12 categories for, you know, those issues of self-sabotage. And just, again, filter.
Harmful actions for that?
Yeah, it would definitely be harmful actions, but also usually when we self-sabotage, it also tends to be an identity issue that, for example, again, like we feel like we don't deserve it, or we feel that we're not worthy. So you could also focus on goodness and kindness especially. So I would probably rotate through all three of them. Or again, do the whole, you know, 12 category, like 12 day process. And then perhaps after you've done that, you can focus on those three, or primarily on the harmful actions category.
So could I lump my husband and my daughter together and do an intention to do it for both of them, or does it need to be individual?
Well, you can try it. I probably would not do it because, you know, their issues are so different as well.
Okay.
So I would probably do them I would do them separately. That's my recommendation. Now, if I'm not sure if you do the healing codes for yourself as well, that would be a little bit different. What you could do on top of, you know, working on them individually, what you could do is whenever you do a code for yourself, you just work on whatever issue you're working on. And then when you finish your code, you know, while you hold both hands over the middle of your heart, over your heart center, you you can even release that healing to your husband and your daughter simultaneously for their issues. So that would be a little bit different. But I would probably not recommend doing it together.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what's the healing codes two way to deal with self-sabotage And I think she has an addiction to worry, you know, like I think she feels like she has to have pressure or be worried about something in order to keep pushing herself forward, that kind of thing. So I'm just wondering how to address that with healing code too.
Yeah. So same thing, you could use all five primary life codes and just work on that self-sabotage and you know, just ask that anything be healed that's connected to it. You could also, of course, use the, you know, the universal healing code too, which would be the five primary life codes. And then again, also address all 12 categories. You probably don't have the Healing Codes 2 manual, but in the Healing Codes 2 manual, it works primarily with relationships. So there would also, of course, be the opportunity or the option of, you know, addressing a certain specific issue by looking at, you know, relationships. Now that's going to be a little bit difficult, I think, since, of course, you don't really know, you know, which relationship is affecting that, but you could also do it in a...
It's for both my husband and my daughter, it's probably the relationship with themselves.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, so that's probably a given, because that tends to happen, especially with self-sabotage, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. I do have the Healing manual as well, so...
Oh, you do have it. Okay, wonderful. Yeah, so you could focus on that relationship to self, but you could also, of course, there's a section in the manual which you can read, and I'm not sure where it is in the manual, but it basically tells exactly, if you want to address a specific issue, how you can, you know, work on that issue by going through the different categories of, you know, the relationship categories. So that would definitely be something you could do as well for either your husband or your daughter or both. But yeah, you have a lot of options how you can help them, definitely.
I think that's the other spot that confuses me is going into relationships for healing codes.
Mm-hmm.
Too. Is it to me, like, I came from EFT. And so you get an issue, you say, even though I have this issue, I deeply and completely. And then I go to Healing Code 1, and it's different because, you know, you're kind of working on heart issues instead of specific issues, and you kind of got to come at it from a different angle. And then it seems like Healing Code 2 is kind of dealing with relationships, and because that, I think Alex Boyd kind of says that's kind of underlying everything in life, like our heart is come out of our relationship.
Right.
So I think that I get confused there as well.
Yeah, I understand. You know, it's really just a different perspective. In the end, what we're always working on is our memories, and you could even definitely, I love that. I love that sentence from EFT, you know, even though I have this issue, whatever it may be, I deeply and completely love and accept myself. And that's such a wonderful healing thing to say think. And you can definitely, you know, include that even in your healing code. And also, you know, because you said, you know, in the healing codes, we don't really address specific issues.
Yeah.
But you can, you know, you would be surprised. I'm just going to give you an example. Like if you have an issue come up in your everyday life, you know, something bothers you, someone said something, did something, or you just, you know, wake up in a bad mood, don't hesitate to just include that in your prayer as you do a healing code, and just ask whatever is connected to, you know, how that situation made me feel, or whatever is causing me to wake up in a bad mood, or whatever it may be. It's just an example.
Right.
Let that be healed, whatever that may be. And you can definitely even use, you know, those processes that you've used or that you're familiar with from EFT. You can definitely do that.
Okay. Well, I've been struggling with gout for about a year now in my knee, and I can't put weight on it. And I don't know what to do to get rid of it. You know, you know, I've seen the doctor. There's no medication, but energetically, I had a gout attack in my knee 10 years ago, and I did tapping on it 45 minutes,
mm-hmm.
and it never came back. But now I don't know how to get rid of this.
Mm-hmm.
I don't
yeah.
know what to do. And it doesn't seem like any ideas I have are working. So I don't know what to do.
Mm.
Maybe
I'm so sorry to hear. Yeah.
And the basic things, maybe I guess I'm panicking or something. I want to get rid of it so bad. I'm, you know, grasping at straws kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah. You know, that could, whatever you sometimes I'm the type of person, I like making lists and then just kind of, you know, kind of clear my mind in that way. And perhaps that would be something, because if you feel like you're really in a panic to get rid of it, you know, that could be part of kind of like, or it could be a little stumbling block, you know, that kind of keeps it from healing as well. But whatever you experience regarding your knee, it's part of the issue. So, you know, if you feel panic, just address your panic and focus on that first and just ask for that to be healed and for, you know, whatever memories are connected to that, to, for that to go away. And once you start feeling more peace, it obviously, you know, peace has a wonderful healing effect on our body as well, because the stress goes away. So it should have a wonderful, great healing effect on your body. And that's what I would recommend. You know, just kind of see whatever comes up. You could do the 12 category process for your knee, you know, or even in the Healing Code 2 manual, there's a there's a section, you know, what to do when you have a physical issue and how to address that with
right.
the Healing Codes too. So again, filtering it through, or kind of filtering it through different perspectives, can be very, very helpful, especially for physical. But I think especially, you know, that feeling that you said, I don't know what to do, you know, maybe you feel a little helpless regarding your knee, that's part of the spiritual issue, right? That feeling of helplessness, that's
yeah.
something that shows up because it wants to be healed. Nothing, not for you, not for you. Yeah.
Three emotions that I circle through is extreme
mm-hmm.
frustration, fear that it's never mm-hmm. going to change, and helplessness mm-hmm. or powerlessness. So those
oh,
are
the I'm so sorry.
Yeah. So,
yeah.
Whatever I am that day, I just put that in there.
Mm-hmm.
And do
yes, definitely.
Whatever codes I'm doing that day, or the universe.
Sure, you can do that. Yeah, it could be either. Whatever you feel, you know, you can be a little creative with the whole process. You know, it's not a very static process. If you feel drawn to a certain code, a certain category that they go ahead and use that, and just include your, you know, how that makes you feel, you know, the frustration or the helplessness. And it's not, you know, it's not to judge yourself. That's not,
right.
you know, our intention. It's just for you to, you know, once we pinpoint something, it tends to be easier for that to heal and to show you, okay, well, I'm feeling helpless, you know, so that means, all it really means is that you have memories that, you know, contain that feeling of helplessness. It doesn't mean that it's helpless or hopeless, right? It just means that you have those memories that are still activated.
Right.
And for one reason or another, they have to do, you know, there's a connection to your knee, and we want to heal that. We want to heal those memories so your knee, or the energy, right, in your body gets freed up, so your body can do what it does best, which is heal that issue in your knee, right?
Yeah. Okay. Well, the other knee, when I had good results with that with EFT, as
mm-hmm.
I was tapping about the knee, it occurred to me that I feel inadequate. So then I started tapping about inadequacy. And then
mm-hmm.
after 45 minutes, it was gone forever. And then, like, I started,
wow.
those got looser on me. And I even had a recurring dream change. Like, it was always a bad
mm-hmm.
dream, you know, like it ended bad, but I did something different in the dream, and it ended good, and I've never had that dream again. It was really amazing.
Wow.
A little energetic shift.
Yeah, wow, that's amazing. wow, cool.
I've lost a bunch of weight. Like, I've been very concentrated on doing the Healing Codes. I'm quite overweight. I've lost 160 pounds over the last few years.
Wow.
And but that's not really what I'm focusing on. I'm focusing on other things, right? I couldn't weigh myself before when I went to the doctor. I could finally weigh myself. I still have about that much to lose still. So it is very painful to put my weight on my knee. And I'm thinking that there's going to be a similar solution to this other knee, you know, gout attack. Yeah. And I don't know, I'm just run out of ideas. And I try to pay attention to the thoughts that come up or the emotions that come up, but it just doesn't seem, and a memory that comes up, I make sure that I include that. But I don't know, it just seems to be taking a very long time, a year.
Yeah, you've been working on it a long time. I think that's the thing, you know, sometimes when we focus on the external, meaning in this case your knee, I would really recommend trying to focus on the internal issues that you connect with that. So your goal should, or not, I'm not shooting you, like I'm not telling you what you should do, but I think you will have more, success with seeing more progress if you really try to remind yourself that it's a way more attainable goal for now to focus on attaining peace and that feeling of, you know, it doesn't really bother me that much anymore, even if the pain never went away, right? But we want it for you to just be like free of it, right? And more than anything, that happens internally. So whatever issues you connect with it, you know, be it the frustration, we want to heal that frustration. If it's helplessness, we want to heal that helplessness, right? So that's what I would suggest you try to focus on. And if you find yourself focusing a lot on your knee, just know, again, don't judge yourself for that or think it's bad. Just try to give it up to love and just say, you know, I don't know how it's going to heal, but I just give it up to love. I think love has a solution for me, and I'm open to receiving it. And, you know, sometimes we have to do it over and over, and we have to do it a lot. But once you kind of get into that habit and you focus, it will give you a sense of empowerment, too, when you focus on those issues and you see shifts in them. That will really give you a wonderful, I think, kind of like a boost, right, to see, okay, well, you know, the knee may not be better, but internally I feel more peace, or I just feel better about the whole thing, and that will, you know, help you with the whole process and progress with your knee, for sure.
So if I'm going through the different categories, I'm always trying to achieve peace in the process?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Right. Or basically, maybe you could make it your goal, like your internal goal would be that you want to feel peace regarding your knee.
Okay.
So whatever you feel right now, you know, the frustration, of course, that's not supporting that peace, right? Or you want to, whatever that may be for you, maybe another word comes to mind that you would like to feel and experience when it comes to your knee, or just to be free of the frustration or whatever that may be, right? And then when you go through the 12 categories, include it in your prayer and just ask that anything that's keeping you from experiencing more peace regarding your knee, that be healed, and just see what happens. And from my experience, if we focus on these internal things, they tend to happen really quickly, you know, because we are able to let go more of an actual external result as far as the knee is concerned, right?
Okay.
And once we have more peace, also it's easier to let go, right? Because it's really carrying us and supporting us.
Okay. In EFT, a lot of times you'd learn that while you're holding like some kind of thing in your knee, like anger or something.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I find the healing codes is different. So, how do you? What do I do about that? Like, I'm supposed to let that go and just keep peace. And is that what you're recommending?
Well, if you feel that there's anger connected to it, or even that you feel physically, you know, there's like anger stored in your knee, which could very well be, just include in your prayer. Just ask for that anger to be released wherever it may be. You know, we know that our memories are stored all over our body. So who knows? Maybe it's stored, you know, that anger or whatever it is, it's stored exactly right where your knee is, right? And that needs to happen for that to be released. But if you have an inkling of what it could be, you are completely welcome, and not right. welcome, but very encouraging, you know, to include that as well.
So you just think, and like the prayer would say something like, and if there's anger in my knee, I pray that be healed. That just part, that's part of the prayer.
Yeah, yeah, of course. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you could do that.
Okay. I think that's everything.
All right. Wonderful, Lori. Well, I hope you have I wish you a lot of great healing moments, and not just healing moments, but like a lot of healing for yourself and your husband and your daughter. And I wish you a lot of success when it comes to that.
Thank you, and I'll follow up when I do.
Okay. Yes, of course. Wonderful. Thank you, Lori.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay. I've muted Lori's line. All right, so last opportunity, if you have a question, to reach out and raise your hand by pressing star 2 on your keypad. Or if you are on the webcast and would like to submit a question, please feel free to do so. I'm going to give it a minute. All right, so I do not see any more questions at this time, so I would like to end our call by doing another healing code together, a universal healing code. And I'm just going to try and help Lori a little bit with her process, just to give you an example right now with your knee, Lori. So if you would like to use your knee as an issue right now, just think of how that makes you feel. Just try to focus in internally right now a little bit, and just ask yourself, what type of emotions come up when I think of my knee? You don't have to force anything, just allow it to come up. Now, if you feel something and you're not entirely sure even what it is, don't worry about it. Just include in your prayer that that feeling may be healed, whatever that may be, and for you to just feel peace and joy or love or whatever you want to feel. Regarding your knee. All right, and now once you've identified the emotions that you have connected to your issue, whether that's the knee for Lori or whatever else and everybody else may be working on, now ask yourself, when I think of that emotion that I just identified and what I feel right now when I think of my issue, what's the earliest time I remember feeling this way? For example, Lori mentioned helplessness. Lori, do you remember an earlier time when you felt helpless in your life? And just see what comes up. It could be when you were little. It could be when you were older, teenager, young adult. Whatever comes up. Or it may also just be a general time in your life. Or perhaps you even say, you know what, I've always kind of felt helpless in the face of certain things. That's perfectly fine as well. So if that's the case, again, include in your prayer that those memories, those internal images regarding helplessness be healed. And that will be enough. So whatever pops up is perfectly fine. All right, and that's it. And that's what we want to include in the prayer. Just ask for that issue to be healed and all those emotions and the connecting memories that came up in regard to those emotions be completely healed, and all memories that are connected in Lori's case to the knee and whatever everybody else's issue may be. And that's what we want to pray. All right, and I give you a minute to do that right now, and then I'm going to read the prayer from the book. Dear God, I pray that all known and unknown negative images, unhealthy beliefs, destructive cellular memories, and all physical issues related to, now state your problem or issue and the emotions and memories you've identified, would be found, opened, and healed by filling me now with the light, life, and unconditional and eternal and infinite love of God. I also pray that the effectiveness of this healing be increased by 100 times or more. Amen. All right, and we get started with both hands bridge. Both hands bridge. Both hands, Adam's apple. Both hands, Adam's apple. Both hands, jaws. Both hands, jaws. Both hands, temples. Both hands, temples. And focus into your heart, into your body. Be present. Both hands, bridge. Both hands, bridge. Both hands, Adam's apple. Both hands, Adam's apple. Both hands, jaws. Both hands, jaws. Both hands, temples. Both hands, temples. Both hands bridge, both hands bridge. Both hands, Adam's apple. Both hands, Adam's apple. Both hands, jaws. Both hands, jaws. Both hands, temples. Alright, and place both hands over the middle of your chest. Focus once again on that wonderful love, and that wonderful grace that just fills you up and reaches every single cell of your body, every single memory of your life, and for everything to be transformed at its root. Alright. Wonderful, everybody. Thank you so much for being here today. Thank you, Lori, for your great questions, and I'm pretty sure they were really helpful to other people as well. All right, and we're going to be here again next week at the same time at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Thursday the 19th. So I want to wish everybody a wonderful night, wonderful evening, wherever you may be, and have a wonderful rest of the week. God bless. Bye-bye.
The conference is now completed. Goodbye.